The journey toward this summer's Olympic Games in Beijing began this week with equal measures of pomp and controversy. The Olympic torch was lit in Greece, beginning an 85,000-mile journey over land, sea, even up Mount Everest, before reaching Beijing. Protesters angry over China's crackdown on unrest in Tibet have vowed to interrupt the torch's progress. In a moment, sports commentator Frank DeFord weighs China's human rights and the Olympics.
First, to find out more about traveling with fire, we called Mark Klausner. He's a professional driver who transported the Olympic flame, when it wasn't being carried by runners, towards the 2002 Winter Games in Salt Lake City. He has vivid memories of his circuitous 3,000-mile trip across the U.S. in an official torch truck.
We would drive with the torch in the back of the truck, approximately 3 feet high flame, so that as the torch went across the country, people could see it.
Did you ever worry about the flame going out?
Well, every time that you saw the flame, it was from the original flame, and they kind of called it the mother flame. And so if I was driving and we had what's called a flame out, within the caravan and other places, there's cauldrons with the original flame from Greece around, and that's how we restarted it every time.
And what happened to the torch when you stopped, when you were sleeping?
Well, basically what happens at night, there is an entire separate group of people that are security people that take these cauldrons, those mother flames, and they keep them with them 24/7. So those flames are in somebody's hotel room. And one night I went into my room and my roommate was one of the security people and the flame was burning next to me all night long.
Well, that could either be very thrilling and inspiring or scary or just smelly.
I think smelly is the word. It's some type of fuel oil. So, it was something that I'm very proud of to say that I slept with the Olympic flame, but I'm not looking forward to doing it again because the room smelled. And then, I'm used to having a dark room there.
How did people react to you when they saw your torch truck heading towards them coming to their town?
We would be going down the highway and it would be 10 degrees outside and you'd be in the middle of nowhere and you'd come to an overpass and there would be 50 people standing there. Waving flags and screaming and yelling. And it was, besides the birth of my children, by far the best thing I've ever done. For that fleeting moment to just see the people excited. And you're bringing that to the people. And that was really a gift that they allowed me to do that.
Thank you very much for joining us and sharing that with us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Mark Klausner drove the Olympic torch over 3,000 miles as it headed to the 2002 Winter Games in Salt Lake City.